From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
This afternoon I want to talk to you about wolves and sheep's clothing from the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm going to read Matthew chapter 7 verses 15 through to 20. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Amen. We know that God will bless the reading of His word to our hearts. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus Christ employed phrases that we continue to use in everyday speech to the present. Some people say, you know, the King James Version is old and is antiquated and is out of date. The King James Version is actually a most amazing translation of Scripture, because the translators, they were able to put phrases together that have continued from generation to generation. New Bible versions have come, but the old phrases in the old King James are used in everyday speech, and that is so apparent where the Sermon on the Mount is concerned, some of the phrases that we have already noticed as we have worked our way through this particular passage of Scripture. For example, the salt of the earth, how often have you not heard that? The light of the world, turn the other cheek. Love your enemies. Our Father which art in heaven, treasure in heaven. The morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Judge not that you be not judged. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Ask, and it shall be given you. The straight and the narrow way. These are all common everyday expressions that are used and are applied to situations. Some of these situations we apply these phrases to may not be spiritual, but yet there's a wisdom in them that refers to everyday life. And today we're going to think about two of these expressions. We're going to think about the wolves in sheep's clothing, and we're going to think about this phrase, by their fruits ye shall know them. Wolves in sheep's clothing, and the characteristic of these wolves in sheep's clothing is, by their fruits ye shall know them. Let's think a little about this metaphor. The Lord is teaching here that we should take seriously who we hear teaching the Word of God. We should think about what they say, and we should question them, because perhaps they are wrong. And we should test the truth, and we should test the spirits, because there are those who claim to teach truth, and in reality, they are wolves in sheep's clothing. The Lord is teaching us here that we need to exercise discernment. Now, what is it that a sheep needs? What is it that a flock of sheep need? The sheep needs a shepherd. Sheep cannot be left to their own devices. They must be looked after. They must be cared for. They need a shepherd. Now, God calls those who look after his people spiritually shepherds. Of course, there's one great shepherd, and that's Christ. But Christ uses under-shepherds, and the under-shepherds are those who preach the gospel, those who are pastors, those who minister the word of God, and their elders who assist them in looking after the flock of God. They are the shepherds. But in ancient times, so way back before the Lord Jesus Christ came to conduct his earthly ministry, there was a problem in Israel, because false shepherds would arise. In Jeremiah 50 verse 6, for example, Jeremiah said in his day, my people hath been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away in the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. And there Israel became like lost sheep because the shepherds weren't looking after them. Shepherds weren't caring for them. God's people went astray because the shepherds were unfaithful. In Ezekiel 34 verse 2 we read, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? And here were shepherds who were interested in themselves, lining their own pockets, as we would say. They were selfish, and they were not caring for the needs of the sheep. And so the sheep were suffering, but the shepherds weren't suffering. The Apostle Paul said that this kind of thing would happen within the Christian church as well. In Acts chapter 20, verses 29 to 30, his final words to the church at Ephesus, before he would leave them forever. And he spoke to the elders, and he said, after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Grievous wolves will come in, not sparing the flock. And no doubt the Apostle Paul had in his mind here the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. There would be wolves in sheep's clothing. Wolves that would seem to be like sheep. They would appear to be shepherds. They would appear to get down to the same level as the sheep, as the people. But yet they would destroy. The Lord Jesus Christ said about the good shepherd. The good shepherd loves the sheep. The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep. But the hireling, whose own the sheep are not, the one that climbeth up some other way, he's a thief and a robber, he not look after the sheep. But the true shepherd always will. And what the Lord is talking about here is spiritual food. We need spiritual food. We all need spiritual food. We need spiritual direction. We need spiritual guidance. We need to know where we're going to be in eternity. So how do you know if the teaching that you're exposed to is the teaching of a wolf or the teaching of a true shepherd? How can you make that judgment? Well, first of all, the true shepherd will always claim that the whole Bible is the Word of God. He'll take the scriptures from Genesis through to Revelation and he'll say, this is the Word of God. And whatever I preach not my own opinions, I preach not my own views, I preach the Word of God and I stick to the Word. There are some today that would try and undermine the Word. They would try and water down the Word. They would try and make the Word fit a modern mindset. They would try and justify the moral innovations of this age according to Scripture. They don't want to talk about sin. They don't want to talk about repentance. They don't want to talk about Jesus Christ dying on the cross for sinners. They don't want to talk about the atonement or sins being covered in the blood of Jesus. They don't want to talk about a new birth experience. They don't want to talk about these things. They want to tell you that if you can just live a nice, decent, good life, go to your church now and again, pay into your church, and just be a responsible person, that's okay. But they won't call you a sinner. Don't trust that kind of shepherd. The kind of shepherd we all need is one who says that there is sin. Is one who says, the Bible says, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That there was a man called Jesus Christ who is the Son of God, who lived for us and who died for us, who shed his blood for us and he rose again. And there is eternity, there is heaven and there is hell. Some like to talk a lot about heaven, but they don't want to talk about hell. That might alarm the congregation. That might scare people, that might frighten people. There are times people need to be frightened. Because if your house was burning down, you didn't know it was burning down, the friend would be one who would raise the alarm. But the one who would let you sleep, because he didn't want to startle you, he wouldn't be much of a friend. And if you're going to hell, you need to know you're going to hell. If you're going to destruction, you need to know you're going to destruction. And if the only way to escape from that wrath to come is to come to Jesus Christ and to trust him, you need to hear that message. You don't need a false shepherd. Nobody needs a false shepherd. Nobody needs a guide who is blind himself. You need one with clear eyes and with clear sight. And so I encourage you today to attend church and to hear the Word of God. But be careful who you hear. And if the Word isn't right and if it's not God's Word that you hear, you need to go somewhere where you will hear the Word of God. But you're listening today and there's nothing special about me. But I try and be faithful to the old book because the Word of the Lord endureth forever. And so, listen to the Word. Listen to the authority of Christ himself who says you must be born again. And always avoid the wolf in sheep's clothing. He'll destroy your soul. Rather, expose yourself to the teaching of a faithful shepherd who will care for your soul. But the most faithful shepherd of all is Christ. And what a friend we have in Jesus. Is he your shepherd today? Are you trusting him? I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week. when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.